What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I am Cleve Gaddis, your part-time radio show host, although Alfie says I should not call myself a part-time radio show host. I have been doing it 2.5 years, but I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate all throughout Metro Atlanta. My family's been in the real estate business for almost 30 years. In 2017, we will be celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate. And it is our mission to make sure that our clients can be sure about the decisions they make because we ensure they're the best educated party in a real estate transaction, and we won't stop until we get our job done. We don't want there to be any surprises for you at closing or any surprises after closing. If you need to reach us, you can call 770-497-0000, or you can visit gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/gogaddis, or you can follow me on Twitter at Cleve Gaddis. That's CleveGaddis. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man, Alfie. Good morning, Alfie.
Good morning, Mr. Gaddis.
I see you showed up for another week's worth of pain on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.
You make it sound like it's such a negative thing that I get up in the morning.
Well, it is Saturday morning early.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but you love the shows anyway. You brag on them all the time. You're our biggest fan.
Pretty much.
Can you be your own biggest fan?
You can.
I think
sure
you can. I like that. We're also joined in the studio this morning by a new employee of Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center, Aaron Smithson.
Hello.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, Aaron has been hired to do a lot of our social media stuff. Yes. And our marketing stuff that has to do with our listing inventory. So he's the one who makes sure that no matter who is looking for a home you have for sale, they find it online, and they find us because he's done such a good job of getting it out there and getting it posted. Aaron is also, when did you graduate from college, Aaron?
This past May.
And you're headed now to get your master's degree, I understand.
Correct. MFA at SCAD Atlanta.
What is an MFA?
It's a Master of Fine Arts.
I thought it was a MMF, like Masters of Fighting something.
MMA.
So you're going to get a Master's of Fine Arts in what?
And film and television.
Film and television. And so how does that relate to you doing social media for the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and for Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center?
Well, if you can make an awesome video, people will want to watch it and then go to you.
Oh, fantastic. So does that mean that I need to make efforts to look better if I'm going to have to do more videos?
Yeah, well, you know, you always got to look
good. You like how he did that, Alfie? He just said yes. That fast.
And we'll see how long he has his job.
No, he's going to have his job a long time. We're glad to have you here, and you're going to hear Aaron chiming in throughout the show. We've got a great show for you. First of all, our featured musical artist this week is Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
So we're going to be listening to some country and blues music. No, he's not blues. He wouldn't be blues, would he? Yeah.
A little bit.
They have a little twang in the music this week. We're going to discuss how you find the holy grail of neighbors when you buy your next home. Alfie, do you have good neighbors?
I've never met them.
Oh, so you're a crappy neighbor yourself.
Well, my radio schedule's so crazy that by the time I get home from work, everyone's, you know, in their homes.
That's true.
And that's, you know, getting ready to bed.
That's true. We're going to have John Birchfield on in the second segment of the show. We're going to talk about how student loan debt is calculated. We talked about it during last week's show. Had so many questions after the show that we want to clarify a few things. We've got a question from a listener in Buford. Wants to know the difference between a limited warranty deed and a general warranty deed because the word limited has her concerned in her new home purchase contract. Going to also talk about what's happening with inventory in certain areas of the market in Atlanta and the effect it is starting to have on prices, because it's not what you think it is. Going to talk quickly about how people can find homes that have yet to come on the market, how you can find them before they come on the market, and that's really cool. And then our Lowdown on the Hood segment features Doublegate, which is in the heart of Johns Creek, almost in the center of it, and you've got some interesting dynamics going on in the Doublegate market. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. We're talking about how you can find the holy grail of neighbors when you buy your next home. There's an article by Lauren Lauder in HuffPost, which is the online blog, if you will, of Huffington Post. And she gave 10 signs you found the holy grail of neighbors. Number one, they make you feel special. I agree with that. Number two, they've got your back. Now, in Alfie's case, nobody knows he is actually their neighbor. Number three, they are your in-case-of-emergency people. Number four, they double as your babysitter. Number five, they genuinely care about your kids. If you have kids, that's important. Number six, they are your therapists. I'm not sure if I want my neighbors to be my therapist, Alfie, but she says that they're your therapist. Number seven, they help make your vacations possible. That's absolutely true. Somebody to watch the dog, water the plants, you know, go turn the alarm system off when the neighbor's dog sets the alarm, whatever it might be. Number eight, their kids occupy your kids. My daughter's best friend's best little friend lives right next door, and she's been friends with all four of my daughters, and it really is true. They've all grown up together. They share life together, and our kids occupy their kid, and their kid occupies ours. Number nine, they can be trusted. And then number 10, they are your family away from family. So, Aaron, do you know your neighbors?
Well, the only neighbors I've known for the last few years are dorm neighbors.
Well, I guess that's true. How about neighbors growing up in the neighborhood before you moved off to college?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Longtime friends in the neighborhood. You know, and I always remember getting paid to go over to the neighbor's house and watch their dog when they're out of town.
While they were on vacation.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
If you wanted to take some steps, if you're looking to buy a home for yourself and you wanted to take some steps to make sure you find an area that gives you the best neighbors, what on earth could you do? What could you do? If you're a person who likes a neighborhood that's very well kept, you could drive through the neighborhood and see whether or not others keep their yards and their houses very well. If you want to live with people who have similar values, and I'm not talking about discriminating and I only want to live with people that are like me. No, I want to live with people who have my same value system. I could care less what color their skin is. I want to know what values do they have. And a lot of times you can look, and believe it or not, you can look at the educational attainment of people in certain areas. And generally, higher educated people tend to live in areas together. And I'm not saying that's to the exclusion and nobody without a higher education should be able to live there. But sometimes that's a good way to identify. And then you can always just get out and tour the neighborhood two or three different times during the week, weekends, see the people that are out there, visit with them, all that kind of good stuff. We have a special part of our home buying program that's called Neighbor Visits, where our agents, believe it or not, get out in the field and talk to the neighbors around a house that our buyers are buying to make sure that our clients can go in wide open. I don't think anything's more important than having really good neighbors. Take some deliberate steps as you buy your next home to make sure you're finding good neighbors too. We talk each week about our customized maximum value plan, because our research shows that the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for as much as $16,000 less than they should. And we can show you how to get that extra $16,000 when you sell. What you need is a customized maximum value plan, and it's only available from Gaddis Partners at RE/MAX Center. So if you're planning to sell your home in the next 3 or 4 months, this plan will show you how to put the extra cash in your pocket. You don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a value from your local real estate agent or even an appraisal, because an appraisal looks only backwards. You need a customized maximum value plan. It's normally a $450 value, but you can get one for free by calling 770-497-0000 in the next 5 minutes. That's right. Just call 770-497-0000 in the next 5 minutes, and that's all you'll need to do, because when you think about it, it's your money. You've earned it. You deserve it. You deserve to keep it. Don't wait even another second. Call 770-497-0000. It could be a $16,000 phone call when you think about it, and wouldn't that be great? 770-497-0000. 800-800-0000 is the number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how student loan debt could affect your ability to get a mortgage in the United States of America after June 30th. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's rolling around the bend,
and I ain't seen Johnny Cash. I don't know when I'm stuck. Turn it up a little bit, Al.
And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
I like it. So we're going to do Johnny Cash all segments this
yes.
show, right?
Yes, sir.
Little tidbit of information on Mr. Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
You ever notice a scar on his face?
Yes.
Right down on the if you're facing him, the left side of his chin. It says a scar on Johnny Cash's face is from a botched surgical procedure. While he was in the Air Force, he had a cyst removed on his face. And I'm sure as a good country musician would make up the story, the doctor was drunk during the operation and messed up during the surgery, leaving the singer with a permanent reminder of that day. I love it. I love it. We've got a guest with us on this show segment. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. And this segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John happens to be on the phone with us right now. Welcome, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We are great. Thanks for getting up early on a Saturday morning to do a real estate radio show with us. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. I like it. 678. If we let all the little girls calm down here. Would you get that off a playground, Alfie?
No, no.
We got 678-226-7887. John is my preferred lender. He has a heart of a teacher. Whether you're looking to refinance your home or purchase a new home, you owe it to yourself to call John. I know it sounds like this is a commercial for John, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's not even a commercial for John. It's the way I feel. If I needed to get a loan today, John Birchfield would be the only person I would call for help with that process. So, John, thanks for being on the call. And what we want to talk about, or thanks for being on the show, what we want to talk about is the change in how student loan debt is going to be calculated after June 30th. How does it compare? And let's just start out, and we might as well start out with FHA loans, and I'll just turn it over and let you kind of give everybody an update.
Yeah. This is a really big deal in terms of what a buyer can potentially qualify for, what we refer to as their buying power. Up until now, we've been able to basically use whatever payment was reflected for their student loans on their credit report. And what's often the case is buyers will qualify for what's called income-based repayment plans, which means that they can have a very, very low monthly payment on their student loans. And that's what we would have used to qualify them. As of June 30th, we're going to change those guidelines. I say we, but the regulators that kind of govern how we do things have asked us to make sure that we qualify the buyers using 1% of the principal balance moving forward, regardless of what the actual payment that they're paying on a monthly basis is.
Now, John, if for FHA, is it 1% of the principal balance or is it 2%?
It's going to be 2% on the FHA.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's okay. No problem. Listen, trust me. If that's the only mistake we make on the show today, we're doing good. Just keep listening for the rest of the show. I'll make 4 or 5 myself. So in the past, if the payment was deferred, they could actually count a payment of 0. Is that
that's
correct?
Right. As long as we verify that it was deferred for at least 12 months. That's right.
Okay. And so if it was an income-based repayment program, and for those of us who don't know what that means, I mean, if you make $30,000 a year, your payment is one thing. If you make $100,000 a year, your payment is a lot more. I mean, is that
that's
what
right.
that means? Okay.
That's exactly right. So I've seen payments as low. You know, you might have a $30,000 student loan with a $5 a month payment.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So really, and there was the exposure that they might have a $300 or $400 payment coming up as they started making more money.
That's right. And, of course, we're making a 30-year loan, so we kind of got to look into the future a little bit when we're thinking about what they might be able to qualify for.
So if I was listening to the show, I'd be thinking, okay, well, that all seems to make good sense to Cleve and John, but I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. So let's walk through this example. Let's say somebody makes an income of $40,000 a year. And the lender will say in certain loans that they can have up to X percentage of that income in monthly debt payments to still qualify. Am I right?
That's right.
So let's say that the lender said that was 40%. So if the income, what did I say? How much did I say it was?
40,000.
40,000 a year. So if you can go up to 40% of that, that'd be $16,000 in debt payments annually. Is that right?
That's right.
And so if you had no student loan debt calculated in there, or you had $300 a month, $3,600 a year, can you see how that would affect whether or not you would qualify for your loan? Makes sense, right? Aaron, makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want specifics, but did you graduate from college with any student loan debt?
Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Yes, sir.
Oh. So.
And I'll be graduating with more.
So is that the reason you've wet yourself over in the corner? I'm not sure what...
You should have gotten Mountain Rush.
He looks funny. He's all flushed and looks like you need some Pepto-Bismol. Aaron, this is not working.
You should have gotten Mountain Rush. I didn't go to college.
Yeah, you solved that problem, Alfie, right?
I didn't go to
you just got into radio. So, John, now let's talk about conventional. So that's FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And VA is going to work similar to FHA, correct? Or no,
yep.
Am I wrong?
Very similar, except for the one small exception, and that is if with VA, if the payment is still deferred, meaning there's no payments being made at all, we're going to be allowed to prove that it's still deferred for 12 months and not count a payment at all against them. So VA is still going to give them that little window of time to go ahead and purchase their new home.
Got it. Got it. Interesting. If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Call Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. We're talking with John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage. If you're interested, John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887.
I have a question for John. Is there any kind of interest on these payments?
On the student loan payments?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually variable interest rates until they consolidate and fix it. But, yeah, the whatever creditor they choose, whether it's Sallie Mae or whatnot, is all going to have their different interest rates.
So what would the average, do you think, would be?
I'd say about 3.8, 4.9, somewhere around in there.
Usually. Not too bad.
So between 4 and 5% on average. I read some statistics, and I think, Alfie, we mentioned this on the show a week or two ago, that student loan debt, don't quote me on this, went from $250 billion to like $1.25 trillion in a eight-year period in the United States.
I've heard that also.
Holy that like blows my mind. I think that's what happens when money's too easy to get. People
that's
get
exactly
it.
Right.
And I don't know, Aaron, if you noticed, but the cost of your college probably went up every year while you were there.
Every single year.
And
goes
I think
up.
And that's that it shouldn't be that way because it really shouldn't cost that much. And don't get me on this rant, but sometimes you make money easier and then the people that are collecting at the top selling this stuff, they charge more than they should. John, let's talk quickly about conventional loans. Now, for those who are listening, a conventional loan is a conventional conforming, is one that would be bought by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And, John, what percentage of the loans out there would you say are conventional loans today?
Oh, last I heard is about 65%.
So 65%, so 6.5 out of 10 loans are bought by Fannie and Freddie. The changes for student loan debt on those loans took place last year. Can you tell everybody what change was made? Because those actually got better. Those got easier to qualify for, right?
Yeah, you bet. They were all over the map. They changed it often, but it was very complicated math that they were using to qualify a buyer on the student loans. They simplified the process and brought it all the way down to 1% of the principal balance. So this is the easiest way to qualify with some student loan debt.
Okay, so and what was it? Was it generally like they would require 2% before on average? Yeah, I know you say they're all over the place, but
yeah,
how much better?
2% most recently, but prior to that, it was as high as 5%.
Wow. That's really amazing. If you just joined us, you're listening to The Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I'm joined on the line by John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage. I also have Alfie here in the studio with me and Aaron Smithson, who is our newest Gaddis Partners REMAX Center employee. If you need to reach John to get a mortgage or a refinance going, 678-226-7887 is the number. Hey, John, what's the biggest mistake you see buyers, borrowers make as they start the process to get a loan, either to refinance or to do a purchase money mortgage?
Oh, they don't disclose all of their information properly to their lender during the pre-qualification process, and they don't offer all of the necessary financial documents for their loan officer to review so that they can get accurate information and accurate feedback.
And we've only got about 30 seconds left in the segment, but what are the documents that they need to be able to provide? Tax returns, 2 years.
Yeah. I call it the 2-2-2 rule.
Okay.
Two pay stubs, two W-2s, two tax returns, and two bank statements. If you can follow that rule, then you're going to be in good shape.
Got it. John, as always, we appreciate you being a guest on the show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different types of deeds you can receive when you buy a home, because believe it or not, the name on the top of the deed determines how much warranty comes with that deed, and so you need to pay attention to that. Also going to talk about some interesting market dynamics. What's going on in some of the higher-priced areas in Atlanta? Because it's not what you think is going on. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Those trumpets sound like they're from Mexico.
A fiery ring.
You like that, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. Big Johnny Cash. In fact, we got a few of his vinyls at the house. Think about it.
All that means, Alfie, is that you're old if you have vinyls at home.
Listen, I think vinyls sound way better than CDs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have any vinyls that sound better than CDs because my vinyls were all scratched up. Guess what happens when you throw them in a pile in the bookshelf? Johnny Cash. I love Johnny. When I think of Johnny Cash, I think of what's his name who played Johnny Cash in the movie?
Joaquin Phoenix.
So I think of Johnny Cash as having the surgery on his lip and... And it's funny how that happens, you know? Interesting. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I'm joined in the studio by Alfie, as always, and also Aaron Smithson, who is the Gaddis Partners REMAX Center's newest employee, social media expert, going to help us sell your house when you give us a call. And during the break, Aaron asked me a question about student loan financing. And I said, well, hold on just a minute and wait and ask it during the next segment. And then I figured as a matter of self-defense, so I didn't sound stupid in front of thousands of people listening to the radio show, we'd get John Birchfield back on the phone. John, John, are you with us?
So now I run the risk of sounding stupid.
Listen, if I have a choice of you sounding stupid or me sounding stupid, John, I'm sorry, it's going to be you. So, Aaron, will you go ahead and let us... Well, I mean, at least I'm honest about it, right?
I guess so. Right. Brutally honest. I'm sure John's going to love to be back on the show.
Yeah, John will love it. John knows I love it. He's my preferred lender, man. Come on. Okay, Aaron, what you got?
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify because in 2 years I'll be out of school with many, many loan debts. But my question is, so when I'd rather purchase a home rather than rent because I want to invest in property. But so you're saying that when going to lend the money, they're going to be looking specifically at how much I'm paying towards my student loans versus how much I'm making in that year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, and yes. What we're going to do is we're going to take your income, and like Cleve mentioned earlier with his example, we'll take a percentage of that income based on some other parameters of how you qualify, and that percentage is what we will allow you to spend on your proposed total debt. So the first thing we're going to do is subtract the debt you already have, including those student loan payments.
Okay.
FHA, 2% of the balance, conventional, 1%. And whatever's left is going to be how much you can afford on a new home. So if there were $1,000 left after we got through running that math, we would have to qualify you for a home that have a proposed total payment of $1,000.
Okay.
So he gets the benefit of having the additional income, but unfortunately, if he has an income-based repayment program, he also has to, I'm going to use the word suffer, you're not really suffering, but you have to be affected by having a larger student loan payment than you would otherwise.
That's right.
Okay.
But keep in mind, we're going to use the 1% or 2% or the actual payment, whichever is higher.
Yeah.
And in most cases, the 1% or 2% is still the higher bill. In fact, I've never seen a situation where the actual payment was higher.
So I would want a higher monthly payment on my student loans to better qualify.
You'd want a lower. You'd want your student loan payment to be lower, the lowest possible.
So even if I'm making less money that year, as long as I keep my student debt payments low...
Then you can qualify for more house. Now, having said that, I mean, from a long-term benefit standpoint, you want to keep your payments as high as you can afford and get rid of your student loan debt. Because trust me, you know, you're not going to, you don't want to be paying your student loan debts off when you're 50 years old, I don't think.
So it is a trade-off, though, because if I have a higher monthly payment, then I'm less inclined to get.
But now that's interesting because, John, just because he has a $300 monthly payment on a student loan doesn't mean he couldn't pay $700 a month toward those student loans, right?
Absolutely.
And the additional would go down in principal. And then
bet.
So you have a fixed payment for qualifying for mortgages and financing and all that kind of stuff. John, thank you very much. Again,
yes,
John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. He can be reached 678-226-7887. John, this time we're going to let you go, and we're not going to call you back during the break. That's my plan.
No problem. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks. Thank you very much. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 17 offices throughout metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880, 770-497-1880. Got a question, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I am Cleve Gaddis, the radio show host. You can call us if you need to contact us, 770-497-0000, or you can visit gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Question from Valerie in Buford. Our real estate contract says the seller will give us a limited warranty deed. The word limited has me concerned. Should I be? As long as you're getting owner's title insurance, Valerie, is probably not something you should be concerned with, but the word limited versus the word general in a deed is a very, very important word. So if I sell property to Alfie and I give him a limited warranty deed, it's saying I'm going to give you the deed to this property that I currently own, and I'm going to defend anything that happened by, under, and through me. So I'm not telling you that everything was fine before I got the title, but I am telling you that from the time I got it, I didn't mess it up before I give it to you. If I, however, give you a general warranty deed, I'm telling you I have total full rights to this property. I'm giving you the deed to this property, and I will forever defend all the way back to the past my ability to give you the deed. Now, the Georgia real estate contracts provide for title transfer through limited warranty deed. So I know a lot of people out there think that owner's title insurance is a little bit of a scam, and to be honest with you, kind of sounds like a scam, but it's a scam that I participate in every single time I buy property. I always get owner's title insurance because now I have a title insurance company that'll defend my right to the title to that property. So if something is wrong, so if Grandma Moses did not transfer her interest, and well, how about this? How about if Grandma Moses forged Grandpa Moses' signature on the deed 50 years ago? And so now I'm developing a subdivision, and there have been subdivisions. In fact, there's one in Cobb County where all of the buyers who had bought homes in the subdivision didn't have good, clear, clean title to the properties because there was a dispute among family members about who actually signed the deeds originally. So is a significant difference between limited and general warranty deed. Valerie, if you have additional questions, 770-497-0000 is a number to call. In many areas of Atlanta, especially areas where you have really good school districts where prices have really shot up quickly, you're starting to see more inventory piling up on those in those markets. And for those of you who want a specific example, stay tuned to the fourth segment, and I'll talk about Doublegate in Johns Creek and talk to you about what's happened from an inventory standpoint in that neighborhood. If you're looking to list your home today, you need a customized maximum value plan, and you don't need to move forward without it. An appraisal, a Zestimate, a CMA from a real estate agent don't really take into consideration the level of inventory that is available for sale in a neighborhood, but a customized maximum value plan does. And it recommends pricing strategy based on low inventory, average inventory, and high inventory. If you want a customized maximum value plan, 770-497-0000 is the number. It's normally $450. If you give us a call, 770-497-0000, we'll hook you up with one of those for free. For those of you who are always trying to get an advance notice on listings coming on the market, we're going to offer you a great opportunity to do that. Just visit notlistedyet.com. listedyet.com, notlistedyet.com. Put in your name, put in your email address, tell about the areas you're interested in, and we will let you know when we have inventory ready to come on the market. Alfie, I understand you've got a testimonial. Can we do that before the break?
Yeah, we can do that real
awesome.
Quick.
Awesome. I think it's from Bill and Swanee. Is that the right one?
That is correct. Bill and Swanee writes, I've bought and sold over a dozen houses over the country and have never received better representation in these transactions than I did working with Gaddis Associates. Cleve was great and was able to work through any and all obstructions with professionalism and a positive approach. I recommend them highly to anyone looking to sell or buy a home.
And I remember doing the transaction with Bill, and we always want to take all the problems that you may have in a real estate transaction, and Alfie, my job is to make them disappear.
That's right.
I want to make sure you have nothing to worry about. Stick with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to feature Double Gate in our Lowdown on the Hood segment in Johns Creek. So if you live in the Johns Creek area, Alpharetta, Duluth, Swanee, anywhere in that area, you want to stick with us because we're going to give you some information, and it's probably not going to be exactly the way you think the market is working today. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Come on, Johnny, start singing.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
A little Johnny Cash on Saturday morning in Atlanta, Georgia. You gotta love it. Alfie, if we were out there driving around, I'd have the top down.
I know, right?
Wind would be blowing through your hair.
What other radio program does this? None.
I don't know.
None.
None?
None.
It's probably illegal for us to play all this music
as
long.
No, it's not his license.
It is?
It's license, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm okay playing illegal music. I have no problem with that.
No, it's not illegal. It's all, you know, we have all the rights to the songs. We pay the money.
I like it. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I'm Cleve Gaddis, your radio show host, but I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker, helping buyers, real estate broker, helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible in buying, selling, or investing in real estate all over Atlanta, Georgia. I've got Alfie in the studio with me this morning, as always, and we're also joined by Aaron Smithson, who is new to Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. He's our social media guru, going to help with a lot of video and audio and stuff like that. Aaron, what do you think about being on a radio show?
This is pretty cool.
Have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it. You're going to have to take me here every time you do the show.
So you don't want to be behind the scenes anymore. You want to be talent.
Well,
although
you know, Alfie
and I use the term talent very loosely, right, Alfie?
Exactly.
We use it very, 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 very loosely. Very loosely. So we're going to get into our Lowdown on the Hood segment. Each week we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and discuss other important market information to help you identify unique opportunities in that area. This week we're highlighting Double Gate in Johns Creek in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. In 2007, the average sales price of a home in Double Gate was $454,000. There were 14 homes sold that year. By 2012, prices had dropped to $406,200 on average. There were 16 sales that year. By 2016, prices have recovered to $526,000 on average. Prices dropped 11%, or $48,000. They have risen 23%, or $119,000. All sounds rosy, doesn't it? If you look at it on that 100 scale that Alfie and I like to use, especially for my wife Michelle, because that's the way she likes to hear the numbers, the average sales price in 2007 is represented by the number 100. By 2012, that number would be 89, so it's easy to see the 11% drop. In 2016, the number would be 116, so prices are 16% higher than they were in 2007. There are currently 13 houses on the market. There were 17 houses sold in the neighborhood for the entire year in 2015. There are 13 on the market today. Now, if you had to guess, is this a seller's balanced or buyer's market? What would you just guess?
Oh.
17 sold all last year.
Uh-huh.
So that's 1.5 a month, basically. So there's 13 houses on the market today.
That's a seller's market.
It's a buyer's market. Dang. Well, we don't talk about that enough, Alfie, so it's really not fair for me to do that. Dude. So there are 9.3 months worth of inventory on the market. 3 months ago, there was 1.5 months worth of inventory on the market. So that neighborhood is switching from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And I'm not saying that prices are going to stop appreciating. What I'm saying is that all of those 13 houses on the market, unless they're being very aggressive and assertive with their marketing programs, they may or may not sell. And those who have to sell might very well sell for a little bit less than they would like to. And it's not that they're going to sell for less than the ones in the past have sold for, but there's going to be a little bit of pressure that might be keeping a lid on the prices, keeping from going up just as high as they have over the last several years. 440 homes in that neighborhood. So our estimation is that the homeowners in that neighborhood are worth $51.3 million more today than they were in 2012. Aaron's sitting there thinking, how do I get myself some of that $51 million? State Bridge Crossing is elementary school, high school, middle school is Autry Mill, high school is Johns Creek. Johns Creek gets a school chimp score of 100. If you want to get a school chimp score or a chul skimp score, whichever one you want, a school chimp score, go to gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Click on the school chimp link. You can put in a little bit of information about yourself so we know how to get the report to you and the school you're interested in, and we will send you a ranking on a scale of 0 to 100 of that score. We'll show you how it compares to the average school in Metro Atlanta. Then we'll give you tons of demographic information like the average age of a home in the school district, the percentage rental properties versus homeowner-occupied properties, the average educational attainment of a parent, the household income, the average sales price and size of home, and total market for homes, and you get it all for free and without any obligation. It's gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Click on the School Chimp link. I want to talk quickly about a client success story. Got a call from Phil in the Duluth area. Several months back, he had a property he was dealing with. It was an estate-owned property. He's the executor of the estate. Had some issues that we had to work through. Had Atlas Chalet shingles, Alfie, on the roof. You hear us talk about those all the time, the problems. And we've worked through all of that. We've got it under contract at a very, very nice sales price. Not the $16,000 difference that I would have hoped to have gotten, but probably about $8,000 or $9,000 more than the same exact home, just like that one sold for recently. Helped him negotiate through all of the repairs. He had a lot of things to work through. We weren't totally sure about the condition of the home. Had to make some changes. There were some issues with the floors. We helped him work through that. Some exterior condition stuff. We worked through that. We were Phil's partner in getting this done. And Phil is going to be able to close this chapter on his life sometime in mid-July and move on with the rest of his deal. And I want to remind everybody that if you're going to move forward with a sale sometime in the next few months, you don't really need to get a Zestimate from Zillow, which is what a lot of people do. I looked at one house, it was $40,000 overpriced. I looked at the house three doors down, it was $40,000 underpriced. On the same street, same size, same number of bedrooms, same everything. Our research shows that the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for $16,000 or as much as $16,000 less than they should. And we can show you how to get that extra $16,000 when you sell. What you need is a customized maximum value plan that's available really only from Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. So if you're planning to sell in the next 3 to 4 months, this plan will put you in control of the process and help you squeeze out a bunch of extra cash. Again, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA from an agent or an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan, about a $450 value, and you can get one for free. 770-497-0000 is the number to call. We want you to call in the next 5 minutes if you can. Just call that number. It's all you need to do, because when you think about it, it's your money. You really deserve to be armed with a solid plan for keeping it in your pocket. Don't wait another second. Just call 770-497-0000 right now. Put yourself in control when you get ready to sell your home. Just might be a $16,000 phone call. And the number to call is 770-497-0000. Aaron, you're still a guest here. We're talking with Aaron Smithson, who is a Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center new employee. He's going to help us with social media. And if you call us to list your home, he'll be one of the ones who's responsible for making sure we get a ton of buyers out there seeing that home.
I'll make it look good.
When we talked about inventory in Doublegate recently, did that all make sense to you? Or was it totally confusing?
You know, it kind of did.
So let's go through a quick example.
Okay.
He's like, would you quit asking me questions on the radio when I don't know the answer to them? If you had a neighborhood, and that neighborhood sold 12 homes in the last year, 12 homes were sold in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And you currently had 12 homes on the market. Does it make sense that you have 12 months worth of inventory? You have a year's worth of inventory?
Yeah. One a month.
Which means it would take a full year for all of those houses that are on the market currently to sell and close.
Right.
And if there's a year's worth of inventory, can you see how there would be more pressure on sellers to negotiate and give pricing incentives than if there was only 2 or 3 months worth of inventory?
Right.
Because a buyer would have more choices if there were 12 months worth of inventory on the market.
Fascinating.
This has been the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. My hope, and I've said this the last three shows, is that we all try to remember that regardless of the struggles we have in our lives, others are struggling with troubles of their own. Let's all try to pay extra attention to others and lend a hand when we can, even if it's only to be patient and listen. Life moves very fast, but in order to add value to others' lives, we must move more slowly. I know I need to work on this myself, and I try to each and every week, and I invite you, if you're listening now, to do it with me this coming week, and I'll close with one final question. Who can you pay extra attention to this week? Alfie and I plan to be back here next Saturday morning at 9:06 a.m., and we look forward to talking to you then.